Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and on the phone with me this morning, I have Charles Bingham, the director of the Sitka Local Foods Network. Charles, can you hear me?
Yes. How are you doing? And I'm president, not director.
Oh, president. Excuse me. But still an important position for a really honored part of the Sitka community, being the Local Foods Network. So we're talking about... This summer is a little different in many ways, and one of the things that it has impacted is the Sitka Farmers Market. It's impacted it, but it hasn't taken it away from us. So what is the Farmers Market going to look like for us this summer?
Okay, this is our 13th year of Sitka Farmers Markets, but it is going to be unlike any other year that we've had because of the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the deals is we're having to be a greatly reduced or greatly scaled back market with the pandemic and the need to social distance and all that kind of stuff. Whenever they first said that farmers markets were still considered essential businesses in the state, they also put restrictions in that, said that, okay, you can't have some of your arts and crafts vendors, you can only have food vendors. And then A and B Hall, where we've been for the past 12 years, was still closed when we were in our planning session. So we're having to move to a new location, and there's limited space. And so pretty much we are down to produce this year.
Okay.
It's basically the Sitka Local Foods Network farm stand, you know, which sells produce that we grow there at St. Peter's Fellowship Farm. And then Middle Island Gardens, and then there might be one or two other vendors from Salt and Soil Marketplace that will kind of have pickup days that will tie in with ours. But at this point, it's pretty much us two are the main ones.
And we
did hire two co-managers this year because we lost our longtime manager to Coast Guard relocation. Arian Godot and Nalani James. And whenever we hired them, they had both been vendors. And so we were thinking, okay, this will help with vendor relations, all that kind of good stuff. And then, of course, this year we have no vendors. But the main change this year is we are switching to an online ordering system. And we did a little test run 2 weeks ago with June 20th being our pickup day. And so what we're doing is we're using the Salt and Soil Marketplace website, saltandsoilmarketplace.com. And that's a Juneau-based food hub deal. And they have, around the region here, they have different vendors that are using it. And basically, we are selling pretty much pre-made baskets of produce, or like this week we have a regular kind of farmer's choice box, there'll be a greens box, there'll be a rhubarb box, and then a couple of little odds and ends, and then Middle Island Gardens has boxes as well.
Okay. And
what happens is, because we're trying to reduce the amount of cash transactions and limit contact, people will order their produce from 5 p.m. on Tuesday through 8 p.m. on Thursday using the Salt and Soil Marketplace website. And then from 10 a.m. until noon on Saturdays, and this will be every Saturday from July, August, and September.
Awesome.
So we actually add in our June test run, and you know, there'll be 14 opportunities that people have. They will be able to pick up at St. Peter's Fellowship Farm. Now, we will not be doing individual sales at that time. People will have had to pre-order in order to get the produce. If you're not familiar with St. Peter's Fellowship Farm, it is located by the Sea House behind St. Peter's Episcopal Church, 611 Lincoln Street.
Perfect.
So it's located behind there. And basically, you go in, you create an account on the Salt and Soil Marketplace website. Make sure you log in as a SICA account, and make sure you're logged in whenever you order. And then you select what you want. And in addition to our products, you might see other SICA products, like Spinning Moon Apothecary has some of its herbal stuff that they put on there. Lisa Sadler Hart will have some jams and jellies on there this week, though they will have separate pickup locations for their products. And then you order everything that you want. And then whenever you check out, you make sure that you hit confirm. Otherwise, it doesn't get processed. And then if we sell out of a product, it'll disappear off the website. So we do send out a weekly newsletter on Tuesday afternoons. And you can go in on our website, SICKALocalFoodsNetwork.org, and sign up for it. But our weekly newsletter will tell what's available that week. And in addition, you know, we have like tote bags with our logo on them and that kind of thing that we'll also sell.
Okay.
But the big deal is we wanted to make sure that we could get produce into the hands of local residents. Part of our mission is to make sure that, you know, we have locally harvested food and just available, because, you know, it's a food security issue, and we wanted to keep that in mind. Other deals, too, is in past years, we've been able to accept the SNAP and WIC benefits. SNAP, that's your Alaska Quest EBT card. With WIC, they have these separate farmers market nutrition coupons that people would get. I think they get like $6, $5 coupons for the summer to use at farmers markets. And in the past, we've been able to match the first $20 worth of the benefits. This year, there are some rule issues that we're running up against, but we're still able to, we still want to make sure that that sector of the population is accommodated. So if you are on SNAP or WIC, you can call 738-7310. That's our SICA Farmers Market phone. Or go to sickafarmersmarket@gmail.com to reserve a small $20 basket. We will take one WIC coupon. So it's basically like a 4-to-1 match. Or if you have a SNAP card, we will run the SNAP card and for $5. And that way we're still able to get produce to them, and they're getting, you know, an extended benefit. Also with these, we've had to set up some health and safety rules this year. Mainly, we don't want the spread the pandemic any more than it happens, and so all of our volunteers and everything will be wearing masks and gloves, and we ask that people wear masks whenever they show up as well. What you'll do is if you could park up at the upper parking lot there at the top of the hill, turn off your engine and stay in your car. One of our people will come and they'll greet you, they'll get your name. And then they'll figure out, you know, they'll go back and they'll get your order and bring it to you, set it by your car door, and then you can put it in your own tote bag or box that you've gotten in your car, and then we'll take the basket and reuse that later. Also, if you bike or walk, we have some designated areas that we like people to stand in just to keep people separated. And we'll bring the boxes over to you. If you have a fever or feel sick, please stay home. Have a friend or relative pick up your basket and bring it to you. But, you know, we're just trying to limit. We don't want our people getting sick. We don't want you getting sick. And, you know, that's one reason why we're not using cash or any of that kind of stuff this year. It's all to try and protect against the spread. Also, if you are interested, you know, we always need more volunteers. And you can contact us at SickleLocalFoodsNetwork@gmail.com. You know, we have several major sponsors this year that are helping out with, you know, helping us with the match on the WIC SNAP, helping us. We got some money to help. We put a new high tunnel out there so that people could, so we could probably grow some more produce and other deals. So Alaska Comprehensive Cancer Control Partnership, the Alaska Community Fund, the YDE Search, SICA Legacy Fund, and David and Margaret Stewart. And if anybody has any questions, they can either go to our website, SICALocalFoodsNetwork.org, or call me, Charles Bingham, at 623-7660.
Wonderful. Well, goodness, I mean, that's pretty remarkable. It's wonderful to have those sponsors and to have these extra hoops that you guys have jumped through to try to make sure that we can still have a farmer's market. We can still get access to our truly local food, not just Alaska-grown, but Sitka-grown food. And so this is going to be, this coming Saturday is the first round of pickups, and there's going to be
second round.
Okay, so it's going to be, and that's going to continue through September. So you got 13 more, I guess. Wonderful. So people can start putting in their orders today, and they have until Thursday evening to do so to be ready for a Saturday pickup.
Right. And the Salt and Soil Marketplace for the Sitka side is supposed to open up at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. So
wonderful.
That's whenever you can start ordering.
Excellent.
That gives us a chance to see what we think will be available by Saturday.
Excellent. Well, Charles, thank you for all the work you do and for the rest of for your new co-managers with SICA Local Foods Network to make the farmers market still a reality.
And also
for us.
A shout out to Laura Schmidt. She's been growing food for us there at the St. Peter's Fellowship Farm for about a decade now.
Excellent. Wonderful. A lot of hard work by a lot of great people. And I'm glad we can get local food into the hands of locals. Well, we're out of time. Charles, thank you so much for being on air with me this morning.
Have a good one. Thank you.